Concerns about the U.S. auto industry are running high in America. But analyst Kent Hughes at the Woodrow Wilson Center in Washington says officials around the world have reason to fear should one of the major U.S. car companies fail.
The supply chains for the big three automakers, the Detroit Three, really extend all around the world. So that parts makers, plastic makers, people who provide the paints, a whole host of suppliers would be thoroughly disrupted.
The U.S.-based Center for Automotive Research says the collapse of one of the big three automakers would cost the U.S. economy billions of dollars. Hughes says that would have consequences far beyond the U.S. Automotive Center in Detroit.
It would ripple all across the country, affecting small communities and large communities in many other states, which in turn would reduce our demand overall for imports from the rest of the world, which would in turn weaken their economy.
Japanese Finance Minister Shoichi Nakagawa, speaking to Bloomberg through a translator, agrees that if one major U.S. car company crashes, the problems would spread.
The auto industry is a hugely important employer with so many related industries. So the effects would not simply be the collapse of a single company. There would be a very large and negative ripple effect, and not just for America, but for Europe and Japan as well.
The impact is already being felt at the world's largest chemical company, BASF, which announced it will suspend operations at 80 plants, affecting 20,000 workers. BASF Chief Executive Officer Jürgen Hambrick tells Bloomberg if the economic situation does not improve, more jobs could be at risk.
If you look into our customer industries, automotive, textile, construction, you all see closures and plant shutdowns, and this has a major impact on our business.
Jesse Toprak with Edmunds.com, a website that studies the auto industry, says small regional companies that feed the industry could also be affected.
For example, the goggles that the workers wear in the line or the gloves that they wear. They don't go in the car, but they need them to make the car. So all these supplies, which if you can imagine the production of all the domestic three across the world, adds up to tremendous amounts, and it really trickles down.
However, Toprak says trouble for the U.S. car companies may not be bad for competitors.
The good news is that whenever a competitor is suffering, that usually means that the company has a higher chance of grabbing that market share and growing. But the bad news is that no one is immune to the weaknesses in the marketplace nowadays.
Carlos Ghosn, chief executive officer of Japanese car maker Nissan, agrees.
I think a lot of the car manufacturer are going to be finding themselves in a situation where they're going to have to preserve cash, which means cutting on investment, lowering inventories, reducing headcount.
Such concerns are putting pressure on officials, not just in the U.S., but in Europe and Asia, to help automakers survive. And the concern has filtered down to the man on the street. Even Chen, a taxi driver in China, is worried. He says American car companies have global influence, and that if they are in trouble, there could be problems for everyone. General Motors spokesman Tom Wilkinson says money spent on helping car companies will pay off as the economy rebounds.
Russia or Brazil or China, when people get to a certain income level, they want cars.
But another Chinese taxi driver says the U.S. auto companies need to do more to be successful. He says they should start by making their cars more fuel efficient. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.